The thing that I find interesting is the first charter schools actually were founded in the South in a direct reaction to Brown v. Board and Southern parents who did not want integration. And the regulations that the contemporary charter industry are able to draw on only exist because of that.
We don't get integration through charter schools without an explicit focus on, for instance, racial integration or socioeconomic integration. That doesn't seem to just be happening.
I don't understand why we're working so hard to reinvent schools and reinvent education. The kind of education that wealthy kids get and have been getting seems to be working really well. Why is it consistently we want something else for somebody else's kids?
So if we value equality in schools and we value desegregation or integration in schools, right, there has to be policies and practices in place to incentivize, right, that goal.
Parents have, you know, this idea of what they want for their kids, and they're willing to decimate public education in order to ensure that there's a path, if you know the code. And we know that in the history of the United States, it is so very rare that you have white parents or non-black or Latinx parents or non-poor parents advocating for integration. Like that's really the issue. White parents do not follow laws when it comes to integration. They do not vote their supposed ideology when it comes to this issue. If you can pay more, you just get more.